There are times when God tells you it is important that you focus, look forward, forget what is behind and move forward. But there are other times when it is important before moving forward to know that God has finished the work with you. And when God is going to do something new in your life, He has to have finished a certain work in you. God does not leave everything open or to keep going around. Everything that God starts has an end. So it is important that many times we understand if God has already finished the work or if He hasn't finished it yet. Sometimes we might have certain unfinished things in life, and that is where we need to stop, pray and ask the Lord for discernment of certain situations that we are living or that are manifesting within us, that we want to overcome, that we want to move forward from. But God has us there at the same point, and then we ask ourselves, why is it that we cannot move forward? It is not that God does not want you to move forward, but God wants you to try again, that there is something that you have left unresolved, that you cannot focus forward if you do not first close what you have had in the present. Everything has its time, my dear friend. There are times to get up and move forward, but there is time to get up and try again. We can give up many times. That's the easiest thing to do, to get to the point of thinking that this situation is not God's will. Forgive me for what I'm going to say, but many times we don't have clarity in the matter and we let opportunities pass us by. We don't solve things, we stop fighting and moving forward, and we let go without God telling us to let go, in the sense of leaving behind or giving up. We prefer the easy way out, we give up and we hide behind. The phrase, "This was not God's will for me, but are we sure about that?" For example, how many times have you thought of divorce as a solution to a family problem? Because you have considered that you have not been able to solve the problem. Now, let's say that it is not a problem or of infidelity. It is a big problem that has no solutions. It is something in which you have not let yourself be guided by the Lord, and you got tired. You carry that very heavy burden. You got tired, and the only thought that comes to your mind is you need to leave that man or you need to leave that woman. That is the thought that has come to your mind. You need to resort to divorce, and everywhere you go, you get this advice. However, you keep looking and you always get to the same point. And this is not going to work anymore. But have you asked God? Have you taken the time to pause and let yourself ask people? And as Jesus said, go into your room, close the door and ask God if this is really the decision that He wants you to make. Because in the end, we are the ones who make the decisions. But what a blessing it is to make a decision sure of what God told me and not what is in my desire. One thing is what I desire and another thing is what God wants me to do. Just because something makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean you have to let it go. It is important to walk under the direction of the Lord. When you need God to speak to you, you need the world to be silent. And the best way for the world to be silent is to withdraw. Close the door. Go into your private room. Close the door and talk to the Lord and let Him speak to you. Let Him teach you. Let Him direct you. Because you're thinking about ending years of your marriage. But what does God say? You're thinking about burning the last cartridge. I have done what I've had to do. But you haven't let God direct your life so that He can do what He has to do. So what if God says to you today, it's not time to let this go. It's not time to put a full stop. It's not time. You can't go through another cycle. There is something still to be resolved. So it's not time to think it's all over. You need to get up and try again. Would you do it? Would you be willing? That's why it's important to listen clearly to the voice of God, and that it is God who is telling us, because it is God who knows the future and who can tell us to put a full stop, or He is the one who can tell us to try again. I am with you. There is a text that I like very much in the Word, and that is a promise of God for us, where God tells us not to fear, where God tells us the importance of moving forward. But it is not only to move forward, but to trust. Behold, I will do a new thing. It will soon come to light. You will not know it. Look what the Lord says again. That word is marked. Again, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Again, I will make a way for you. When He speaks of again, He says, there was a time when I did it, and I will do it again. There was a time when it happened, and it will happen again. Again, the Lord says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will do it once again. Sometimes it is necessary to get up and try again, but no longer in our own strength, but under the direction of the Lord, because the strategy changes. Under the direction of the Lord, to be willing to try again is to be willing to do it God's way and not our way again, because we will fail again, and then we will be saying to God, you were at fault. If God tells you to try it again, it's the way He wants you to try it. Don't keep doing it your way, because you're going to get the same results every time. Remember Peter? Peter gets up, goes fishing, he finds nothing. He already had all the experience in his work. He knew what he was doing, but he found nothing. When Jesus sees Simon's boat, Peter's boat, it is empty. Jesus gets into the boat. Simon gets into the boat. And now Jesus tells him to put it out into the deep. Let's go fishing. At some point, it stands out in Peter what it would stand out in us. Whenever the Lord suddenly tells us to try again, and I already tried it, I already did it this way, I already went there, I already did it this way or that way. That's what Simon said. Lord, I already tried it, I already cast the net this way. But now Jesus tells him to cast the nets. Now it was Jesus telling him what he had to do. Peter had already done it this way, his way. Now it was Jesus' way. The fish came and his boat arrived. And the fish came back. But now Jesus tells him to cast his nets. Now it was Jesus who was telling him what to do. Peter had already done it his way. But this time, Jesus' way, the fish came in and his boat was overflowing with blessings. I hope you are understanding me. There was a man named Moses that God used to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. Moses tried to do it his way. He tried to bring order to the people, to help them in their strength. What this brought was that he killed an Egyptian and he had to leave Egypt. But God makes everything work for good. He took him to the desert. He knew that Moses had a character that needed to be transformed, and he had him for 40 years in the desert, working on his character, so that now that he was prepared, the time would come to return to Egypt. But not in the way he had thought in the beginning. But now, under God's guidance, under God's direction. We also have a man named Elijah, who after he gives a word and says, it is not going to rain. The time comes when the time of rain is already marked. So Elijah goes to pray on the mountain, a high mountain, on Mount Carmel. And he goes with his servant, an assistant, and he begins to pray on Mount Carmel. And he says to the assistant, I'm going to pray here. that you're going to go there to that peak and you're going to look out and you're going to tell me when you see the time of rain. Elijah began to pray and said, go. When he said go, Elijah had faith. Elijah believed. Elijah knew it was time. Elijah needed to see that answer. So he trusted in the Lord. So his servant went and saw nothing. In other words, there was no sign in the Lord. There was no sign that it was going to rain. Apologies. Elijah went back to his knees and cried out again and again. This boy came and went. How many times have you prayed to God for something and you don't see the Lord's answer? You don't see that everything is silent. You've left everything there. You stay calm and you say, this is not going to happen at all. Do you know how many times Elijah prayed? Do you know how many times he sent this boy to observe, to go and see? Seven times God sent Naaman through Elijah, through Elisha, to dive in the Jordan River. Seven times. I am not telling you that the seventh time is the charm or the third time. I am telling you that when you're guided by God, you need perseverance. You need patience. You need to learn to be calm, to try again and again every time God tells you to do it. It's like when Jesus was approached, they said, how many times do I need to forgive? And Jesus told them, as many times as it takes. He told him mathematically, 70 times 7, over and over again. You need to try again while God is in the matter. While God gives you a promise, you can't let it all go. You need to go back. You did it your way and you got tired. Now do it God's way. It doesn't matter that it seems repetitive. Now God is giving the order and everything has to work in favor of those who obey God. You need to try again. Today, God already told you to turn the page, or you're turning the page because you believe that God told you and it is your desire. God never contradicts himself. I don't know what I get when someone tells me, first God told me this and then 10 months later he says God told me again and God told me again. It contradicts what God told him in the beginning. Then I am left wondering if when God told him the first time he did not know what was going to happen and then later he regretted what he said. No, my dear friend, you have to start asking yourself if it was your desire or was it really God's. You need to learn to discern when God speaks and not under your emotion, to consider what God spoke to me. God told me, that's what will give you security. And how do I find that? How is that? When I take the time to talk to God. When I ground myself in His word and His promises. And they speak to me. They speak to my life so clear that everything that arises around me will never go against what God said. It will always go for what God promised. Simple, right? But today you decide. I'm giving you this advice. You can give it, you can make it a final call and throw it away, or leave everything that the Lord gave you and say, this is not longer for me. This crisis is affecting me. The company will not move forward. But if God gave you the promise to open the business, why do you think that God repented and now you need to close it? You think God changed his mind? You need to listen with clarity. Take some time before making that decision, please. Because maybe you can make a quick decision. And there are decisions that you make quickly. But remember that the consequences sometimes last a lifetime. Think about it today. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your peace. Thank you, Lord, because when we are about to make mistakes, your word comes just in time. You come just in time to make us meditate, to make us think, so that we do not run lightly, Lord, and let go of what you've given us. Teach us to value and keep what you give us, Lord. Teach us to know how to wait on your will. In Jesus' name, amen. This message was brought to you by your pastor and friend, Elias Hodges. Remember that God always comes just in time. Every day we have a word from God for you. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Every morning there is a new message for you. I invite you to follow me on social networks on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and Twitter. You can find me as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug to you all and many blessings.